SBS Radio. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS. Na drugi strani telefonske linije pa se mi je v tem trenutku pridružila Julia Champel, ki je bila ponovno izvoljena za predsednico slovenskega društva Melbourne. Pozdravljena, Julia, in vse čestitke.
Hello, Katarina, and all your listeners. Thank you for having me on.
It's our pleasure. So, Julia, tell us, when was this meeting held and what did you talk about?
So we had our AGM on the 22nd of July, so a couple of weeks ago. And as we do, we present our reports to the members about how the club is going. And then we also talk about any other items under general matters. So, of course, we have to, the outgoing committee, we thank them all, and then we vote in a new committee. And I'm very lucky that we have a good team on board. Happy to have two new members, but very sad that three members, one particular that's been a long time committee member, have decided to move on. And but all said that, you know, if there's ever a helping hand that's needed at the club, then, you know, just give us a call. So, yes, as you said, I'm back in as president. So thank you so much to the members for having faith in me. We have a new committee member, Michael Cordillo, who has been voted in as vice president. Then secretary role is Jessica Side, my niece. And then we have Francis Audubus, or Francis Johnson, and Shannon Trinick, Helen Trinick, another new member, Paul Belts, whose family have been long-time active members in the club, and David Markic, of course, whose family also has been long-time active members. So that's our new committee, and the outgoing committee members is Lily Conlon, who has done many, many years since her children were little, and she had been our secretary for all those years. So I thank her very much for all her effort and wish her a luck in the future. And then also Greta Prosnick and Rudy Visentin, who have been on the committee for several years themselves and unfortunately don't have the time to commit to it because it is a big commitment. Although the team dynamics hasn't changed, we've got some new people in, and as you can see, you won't know Katarina, but people that know those names, they're all second generation and third generation members. So it's really, really great to see that we have with that makeup there, because it gives us a new view of the world. So it's really, really good like that. So I'm really, really happy and looking forward to working together with the team again.
Yes, that's very admirable that third generation even is participating.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I keep going, that those next generations are interested in what the club is about and wanting to know about their heritage and the culture that comes with it. And that's what keeps me going to do this, because when I grew up, you know, the club was my second home, and people were envious because of all that exposure I had from the club, you know, to our culture, our heritage, the friendships, the network that you build, the community that you build, like the whole Slovenian community, because we all interact.
I was just going to ask you, what would you do without Slovenian Club? I mean, can you imagine your life without it?
Do you know, I had a break like a long time ago, because I've been on the committee in various roles for a long time now. I had a couple of years break, and I went up to the club and I couldn't sit down. And so I would get itchy feet and probably find something else, you know, another club to join up. Because I think with people that are part of a club, regardless of what the purpose of the club is, whether it's sporting or a culture or what have you, is that you're in there, you want to help people out, or you want to get together or so forth. So it's one of those things. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd go a bit crazy.
Yeah, so it's a big part of your life.
Exactly. It's ingrained into me from since I was a little girl, and then growing up, as I said, and then into adulthood, it's like, well, this, that's my second home, my second family, my extended family at the club. So it's very important to me, yes.
And I'm sure that everyone agrees that you're the perfect president because you give so much to your club. And in a few weeks or next week, I think you have wine tasting.
That's it. And we might refer to as the Matucoline as well. So, and this is a little favourite that we like to have at the club. It's, you know, we're in the middle of winter. It's cold. And what a better way to get together, because our members and people outside our club as well, anyone who makes their own wine or sausages or kielbasa, you're welcome to bring them in, because we will, provided you're happy for us to taste them, and then we score them, and you could win a medal, you know, for best tasting. See, this has been a regular thing for I don't know how far back, and we always get a great turnout of competitors, if you like, or entrants, for wine. So we people might do red, white, or rosé wine, and then the different kielbasas. And by, you know, we have lunch beforehand, and we try and do, because it's Domato Colline, you know, we try and go along that theme. So we might have curvetovice or black pudding and some other bits. And then in the afternoon, when everyone's still full on the belly, this is the hard part, then we've got to taste the kielbasa and the vino. That, so it's on the 12th of August on Sunday. And if you want to come for lunch, you're welcome to, and just give me a call. And so you can just book. And then, I can't remember off the top of my head, but say 2:30, 3 o'clock is when we actually do the tasting. So if anyone has... So if you want to come and have lunch, you ring me up to book. But if you just want to come up for that tasting, that's fine. So you probably need to get there about 2:30, 2:30 and bring your samples. And it's all, you know, done legitimately. Everything's anonymous. And, you know, there's the counts and so forth. So it's just the people that are there, they're the ones that are judging and so forth. But it's a really nice afternoon to get together with family and friends, and it's just... and just enjoy some great food, wine and company.
Sounds delicious. So, Julia, thank you so much for this lovely chat. On behalf of Slovenian contributors and Lynn, Titania and myself, I congratulate you for being re-elected as president of Slovenian Association Melbourne. And I'll see you next Sunday. I can't wait.
Great. And welcome to everyone if you can make it.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.